Now,
the rest of the story. My squad had the goods on this guy. Every narc in town knew what was coming down. The checks, for example, $4,000 made out to a known dealer. And the suspect, Rudy, his signature was right there on the check, $4,000, obviously for drugs. Then there was Rudy's wife. She had been in deep since before they'd met. Police had her signature on a check made out to another known pusher. Now we're talking $20,000. Rudy and his wife, two real bad dudes, world-class users. But the police just couldn't seem to nail them down. Because the two were cunning. And because prospective stool pigeons were keeping their mouths shut tight as a lid on a lid. All those drug connections, Rudy and his wife and a dealer network that ranged who knew how far, and the man just couldn't seem to put them away, but somebody did. And that's the rest of the story. November 28, last year, 1988. It was one of those parties. The gang was downstairs. Rudy's wife may already have been whacked out, went upstairs about midnight. Now, that was early. Somebody might have wondered about that, but nobody did. Later, it was about 2:45 in the morning. The party was still going. Rudy went up to check on his wife, found her sprawled on the bed in jeans and a black sweater. She was not moving. Everybody knew what had happened. No breath, no heartbeat. Now, what do they do? Call the cops? No way. Somebody said, let's try to revive her. So, Rudy and the others tried mouth-to-mouth. They tried heart massage. For an hour they worked on her before somebody finally chickened out and called an ambulance. A doctor pronounced her dead at the scene. Oh yes, the police were there too. And they found cocaine and heroin and needles in the nightstand. Rudy, somewhere in the confusion, Rudy had split. Authorities put out an APB. And they did catch up with Rudy. But not before he had caught up with himself. In a parked car out in back of a shack. The gun barrel was still in his mouth. He was 33. That very night, by the way, was his 33rd birthday. Now, if you're trying to make some sense out of all of this, don't bother. Because there is no sense to it. No way you could look at it that it makes sense. Particularly when you consider this. When you bury a man and his wife on the same day, and the arms of both corpses are covered with needle tracks, and you know that both were suicides, one way or another, you've just got to ponder the awful, awful unhappiness that drove them to such a life and such a death. And yet of all of the people who knew them, not one has suggested even a solitary excuse for such waste. For you see, Rudy and his 26-year-old wife were the handsome Prince Ludwig Rudolf, the great-grandson of Kaiser Wilhelm II, and his bride, former fashion model Countess Isabel, for whom life ought to have been an endless celebration. And who enjoyed a family estate in excess of $200 million. And now you know the rest of the story.